Good evening, everyone. Let the record indicate it is 5:06, and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order. For all of my colleagues on the council, just keep in mind, these mics are different than what we have in the council chambers, and you want to just make sure your mics are not hot when you don't want them hot. Need a motion for acceptance of the minutes. We don't have any minutes to vote on at the time. We'll start off with PCR 1919 and item number 1, 2016-171, found on page 1.
Good evening. Ready.
Good evening, Phil. Go right ahead. Just identify yourself for the record, please. Is your mic on?
It's on.
Okay.
I'll have to hold it. Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. What you have before you is, under City Ordinance 612, a request to increase the monetary award for existing bid 2016-171 by $24,000. This is a four-year bid, and the total for the 4 years will now be raised to $276,329.80. The request for the money is to get service contract for our SolarWinds product. The SolarWinds software is actually a consolidation piece of software. It watches all of our networks, monitors them, gives us real-time feedback so that we can control them from a central menu.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Can everyone hear okay? Are these mics up enough? Okay. Could they be up a tad? Where's John? Is John, Ray? Just a tad more, please. At the last meeting, I think we're kind of blowing everybody out of the room. Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 2, 2019-59, found on page 7, page 11.
Matthew Salitro, Department of Public Works Director for the City of Warwick. Before you, have bid 2019-59. HVAC maintenance for repair, contract for city-owned buildings.
That it?
Okay, we're looking to increase the contract award. This incorporates all of the city buildings that we maintain.
So, Matt, tell me, what buildings are we talking about?
So all the city buildings are the City Hall Annex, Pilgrim Senior Center, Buttonwoods DPW Complex, all fire stations, police stations, animal shelter, McDermott Pool, city acquired school buildings, if they revert back to us, and the fire alarm building and Cooper.
And Cooper?
And the Cooper building.
How much is in here for Cooper building?
That is not broken out, sir. I don't have that. I can get you a number as to what we spent to date at Cooper and what the utilities are and direct relation to HVAC, if you'd like.
So, do I understand this correctly? You said and utilities. So, am I understanding this correctly that the taxpayers are paying for all the maintenance in the Cooper building, all the utilities in the Cooper building, all the HVAC stuff, essentially everything in the Cooper building?
No, this bid strictly is for HVAC. So we do have a breakdown as to what every single thing in the Cooper building costs, all the utilities, if you'd like that, because it's probably relative what the HVAC cost as well.
I would like that.
Not a problem.
And I would like those numbers to go back to the day the building became occupied.
I can provide you with those.
Okay. Now, out of the original $60,000 that you had, what do you have left in that account now?
What I have left is we spent the entire $60,000 allowance. So, to date, out of code 4331, we have $8,300.57 left.
Okay.
So, and this bid expires in 2020, fiscal year 20.
Okay, any questions from the committee? Yes, please, Councilman McAllister.
Director, and you're using this for Buttonwoods as well, which is one of the reasons why we need to extend this, correct? Because
correct.
We're getting that building back open, and it needed a lot of work.
So I'm glad you pointed that out. Buttonwoods was an unforeseen building that we, you know, obviously we all know we want to renovate. It's good for the community. So when this was budgeted, obviously, you know, we didn't figure on renovating an entire building. So. Mm-hmm. A portion of these monies go to that as well.
Councilman Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Salitro, the Cooper building, I know that it was around spring of 2017 is when the HVAC system was all, the air conditioning system was all installed.
Mm-hmm.
So when it says maintenance and repair, do we have a contract that, for the seasonal maintenance? I know whether it be the getting ready for the summer, they'd come in and do a preventative maintenance, or is this just maintenance when things break down?
This is maintenance when things break down, and it's basically just a more reactive type of bid. The general maintenance is done by our building and maintenance staff, changing filters, tuning things up to the best of their ability. So this is, for instance, if you had a building in the middle of the night, you lost your heat, Cam would come in, restart the boiler, which they have. This past weekend, they were in the ready room inside the DPW yard. We lost all heat in the room. So to prevent freeze-ups, that's what, you know, this mechanism's in place for.
Thank you. And the follow-up with that, thank you, Director. You answered your question. To follow up, Mr. Chairman, I remember that one of the things we did as a committee, but also as a council, is when the Buttonwoods Community Center was closed down, we asked for a detailed audit back in the day with the previous administration for the expenditures to go in the Cooper building, and without council approval, that air conditioning system was installed. And as you mentioned earlier, now it's the responsibility of the taxpayers. Thank you.
You're absolutely right, Councilman. And in addition to the things you talked about, everything that occurred in that building was without council approval. And now we're finding out that city's a pretty good landlord, I guess, because we're picking up all the bills. Not bad. For the benefit of my colleagues on the committee and the council, the numbers are okay as far as the amounts that are available. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number three, 2019-190, found on page 21.
Good evening.
Good evening, Chief. State your name for the record, please.
Deputy Chief, I'm on behalf from the Fire Department. The RFP for Fire and EMS Learning Management System, number 2019-190, has been carefully reviewed by the Fire Department. The Fire Department reviewed two successful responses to the RFP. After a complete and comprehensive evaluation of the software systems offered by both vendors, the following vendor has met all the specifications outlined in our request and has successfully demonstrated a system that will meet the needs of the Fire Department. Therefore, I recommend the bid be awarded to the following vendor, Target Solutions Learning, LLC of Tampa, Florida. This system will allow the fire department to deliver required training and courses to the employees utilizing a user-friendly web-based platform. This would greatly enhance our ability to conduct both new and continuing education to the entire department in the most cost-efficient way. Target Solutions quoted an annual cost of $15,990 for the 193 uniformed personnel and 12 civilian employees. The only other bidder, Fire Rescue One Academy, estimated the cost at $11,750. This reflects a difference of $4,240. Although Target Solutions was not the lowest bidder, a careful and lengthy evaluation of both systems over the past month has resulted in a strong recommendation for Target Solutions. The department feels that Target Solutions' product is a better fit for the needs of the fire department due to its superior ability to deliver courses, manage credentials as outlined in the specifications. Target Solutions is also the only bidder that demonstrated successful integration with the fire department's record management system, ImageTrend software. The other bidder, Fire Rescue One Academy, took an exception to the specification. In addition, Target Solutions currently is utilized by 14 fire departments across the state of Rhode Island and provides services to 20 major municipalities nationally. In contrast, Fire Rescue One Academy is utilized by only one Rhode Island fire department and only three major municipalities. This is a new bid, therefore the fire department is requesting the award of a one-year bid for the amount not to exceed $15,990. Cost to be paid through account 35301 training and education. We currently have $17,813 in that account.
Chief, I'm particularly troubled with the fact that you're recommending to go with something which is an online training program that's $4,240 more. You know, there's other departments in this city that have needs, such as the school department. We can't clean bathrooms in the school department, but like every other day or every two or three days. We can't get janitorial service in there because we can't afford it. We don't have a mentor program because the $100,000 isn't there. But yet, you come before this committee and you say that this is what we have to have, and it's $4,200 more. I can't support this for $4,200 more, because you can do your online training with that fire and rescue, and you can't always have the Mercedes. Sometimes you need to take the Chevy. And when I think about the problems that we have in the school department, I was talking with Councilwoman Travis earlier, and she's telling me about these youngsters who get the same illness two and three times over. And because we can't get garbage picked up in the school, and because we don't have janitorial staff in there because we can't afford it. My perspective, we can't afford to spend another $4,240 in an online training program. And my suggestion to the fire department is to start taking a look at your own house in terms of your expenses. Because when I look at some of the expenses in this Munis report very recently, particularly the overtime, I'm particularly concerned with what's going on. Particularly concerned. Those are the reasons why I'm not going to be supporting the $4,240, because we can't afford it. And we have other departments that have needs. Any questions from members of the committee? Yes, sir.
Chief, my question is, are these to become a online educational course, do they have a certain standard, like a certain, they have to be approved by a national organization?
Absolutely.
So their qualifications are deemed the same, because the qualifications for them to teach this class online are, so if we were to have, like, let's say a Department of Education for fire instruction, they both would be certified.
Correct.
Thank you.
So that was in the specifications,
yep.
Is that the accreditation is in place for both.
The accreditation. Thank you so much, Chief.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I'm going to make a motion to award this bid. I'm sorry, we'll need a PCR on this, I guess.
PCR 20-19.
Can I make a comment on that before we do that?
Sure, go ahead, Chief.
Just want to let you know that, I mean, we it's been a several-year project looking at all the different software systems that are out there. We have a list of 93 specifications that we came up with to this bid. We put a lot of work into coming up with those specifications so that everybody met our needs. We had a team of all of our instructors go in and utilize the systems. We had demonstrations from both of the vendors, and we just found that the other vendor didn't meet the needs of us. It's not more of the content, it was more of the administrative process. It takes a lot of work for our division of training to manage the amount of training that's required of these guys. Each of our firefighters has to do 225 hours of credential training a year. They have to do 30 hours of EMS training. The hazmat technicians have a required training. The divers have a required training. And putting the division of training in a position where they have to try to manage that all of that training and try to document it all is a monumental task. And the ISO, the Insurance Services Office, that is who rates the fire department and how your insurance company bases their rates on our ISO rating. One of the biggest hits that we took last year was in our documentation or training, that we couldn't properly have the resources in order to be able to administer this amount of credentialing. So we by 2016, when the ISO came out with a report, we started to look into a software solution that could meet those needs. Where Target Solution really benefits is not in the course catalog and that they meet the certifications, it's in that all of their administration of our credentialing and our management of hours is all automated. It's all done through the system itself. And the real benefit that we saw is it's a very big hands-on process. So as a software, the software system is one unified system. Everything is automated. Everything gets done almost automatically without putting hands on, freeing up our instructors to actually go out and do the teaching. The other system didn't do that. So it's going to be a lot more work for our guys to actually have to manipulate the system on a day-to-day basis, and it's a very fragmented system. There's like three different logins to get to different parts of the system. It was very difficult for the end users to utilize when we put them out for training. This new system, it's one login, simple to use. Guys that are not computer savvy can get in and get their training done without a lot of hands-on time from the department, from the administration.
Chief, I said not that long ago that I expect people to do a little more with a little less. You can't always have the best. We have other departments that are working with vehicles that are just barely running. And we have a school department that is working and going without a lot of things. So you're just going to have to work with this fire rescue to work through what you need to work through. Is it going to be a little more work? Okay, fine. It's going to be a little more work. But, Chief, I am not going to support spending another $4,240 on this particular item right here when I know what's going on in those schools because we don't have the money to pay for it. So you're going to have to do a little more with a little less. I make a motion on PCR 20-19 to award this bid to Fire Rescue. We have a motion. I need a second.
Second.
We have a second.
Lower amount.
The lower amount will be in the amount of $11,750. Thank you, Counselor. Excuse me. I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, what was that amount?
The amount was $11,750. And it was PCR 2019, Councilman, okay? And, sorry? We have a favorable on PCR 20-19 in the amount of $11,750, and the award will be to Fire Rescue.
A second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number four, 2019-225, found on page 28.
Matthew DeSilitro, Department of Public Works Director for the City of Warwick. We're asking for acceptance of this bid, 2019-225 fire sprinkler system improvements and/or repairs, to be awarded in the amount of $15,000 to Pierce Fire Protection Services, Inc.
Matt, how many buildings are we talking about?
Again, this is the same amount of buildings that we just discussed previous.
Okay. Is there any sprinkler system activity going to be going on in the Cooper building?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2019-223, found on page 34, backhoe repairs.
The department is asking for a one-time expenditure of $41,161.69. To Northland JCB to fix a piece of equipment. It's a four-wheel drive, four-wheel stair backhoe. We acquired it from the water department. It used to be one of their frontline vehicles. We use it as a yard vehicle, construction project vehicle, and you know, if it breaks down, it's not really critical. We can work around it if it does break down, but whereas the water department needed it to respond in case they have a water main let go. So we acquired it knowing that it needed some help.
Matt, this is something that I just touched on a moment ago. And this is exactly some of the things that I'm referring to. And this is like the third time DPW comes before this committee looking for some monies to take care of. One time it was some tractors, if you remember, with 900,000 miles on them. Recently it was a rescue that no longer can be used. It's going to be converted into a sand truck, utility truck, whatever. Now we've got a backhoe that can't be utilized by another department, but DPW isn't coming before this committee and saying, hey guys, I need a brand new backhoe because this is what my expectations are. And I have a respect for that. And the taxpayers have a respect for that. And they have a right to expect us to do that. So I'm very much in favor of this, not just because of the money, but because of the attitude and because of the willingness to work with the committee and to continue to provide a service to our taxpayers without having to ask them or cause them to increase more costs. So some of this money that we're saving on a backhoe, we may be able to use elsewhere. Any questions from members of the committee? Sir.
Director, I just want to comment on this as well. Thank you very much. I know a couple months ago we toured the facility there, and you had mentioned, you know, that the water department has vehicles, and then once they get new vehicles, sometimes it's just there. This is creative. Get it there. We're going to get another piece of equipment for some brakes and some upgrades, and it's a great reinvestment for the taxpayers and a creative solution, something that has not been done in the past. So I appreciate that, and I think this is something that I will definitely be supporting tonight. Thank you. Thank you.
Matt, if you would have had to come to us to purchase a new vehicle instead of taking this particular vehicle that needs some repairs, how much would a new backhoe cost?
This particular one, I would say, would be $130,000-ish, roughly.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, so any questions from
Mr. Chairman?
Any questions?
I'm just going to add to that.
I'm really impressed that the departments can actually work together. And by them doing that, you can see the savings from every department. If they all started doing that, we would have a big savings. So I want to thank you for doing that, Matt, and working with the water department to get that vehicle and get it, whatever parts you need to make it work. I think it's a good job.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2019-232, found on page 37. Matt, before you speak to that, I just need to make a clarification. In your binders, it was brought to my attention earlier today, we do not have a page 37 in the binders. The page is missing. It was posted, thanks to a conversation with Lynn earlier, it has been posted on the city website. It has been disseminated to us as a committee, and all the council members also received that documentation from page 37 and 38. Joanne did verify all that today, actually printed out those documents for me to be sure that we were within open meetings rules and regs. So I think one of the problems is, and I have the package right here, I think one of the problems that need to be fixed between purchasing and when Lynn or whoever else is in that job is that her documents need to be numbered. Her documents are not numbered. So as an example, when we're looking for it, it comes up as a different number on the computer than what it is in the book. So my suggestion is to give her documents that are numbered, because how could you expect anyone to go through all of this and not have numbers on a page to be able to say, okay, his 35, oops, was 36. Okay?
Just to clarify.
Okay, go ahead, please, clarify.
The printing of these dockets happens in purchasing. I don't know what happened. I would have to assume it was a malfunction on the copier, because my copy is the same copy as, like, we do 12 copies. My copy had it in it. The original one that went up to Lynn had it in it. Somewhere along the line, that page didn't get copied when we do a major okay. sort of all those documents. So I would have to say, mm-hmm. I've never seen that happen before, but I have to say the copy machine, for some reason, didn't follow through on that page.
Okay, so it's the copy machine, but it's a problem. We need to look into it. It's not the first time that something has not been in our binders that was on the calendar, and it's not in the binders. It's the first time in a while, but it isn't the first time. As a matter of fact, I can remember Councilman Solomon at the time, Councilman Solomon, I can remember one time when he refused to bid on something because it wasn't included. So it has occurred. So we need to look at it. We need to take a look at numbering the documents that she gets, Lynn gets, sorry.
Absolutely.
So, Matt, I know this is a 56-6. I'm glad that I called you about it early this morning. I'm glad that you reached out. I'm glad that Lynn was able to clear it up for us. Joanne got me the information that I needed and the documentation to make sure we're all set on our end. So now, because we got what we need, you can get what you need.
Great.
So go ahead.
Okay, so we're asking for passage of bid number 2019-232 for purchase of roll-out containers. These are the containers, in the amount of $19,335.50. These are the containers where you see the one-off bandits come out, they grab the containers and put them back in.
Still haven't figured out how they do that, but they do it.
They do it pretty well.
Matt, a question while I'm thinking about it. So at one point in time, we used to have three of those containers. Now, basically, it's two. I see three out, though, so
some people have leftover ones that are mixed recyclables instead of all the segregation between the cardboard and the garbage. They have mixed.
So if you put out two, you put out three, we're going to pick it up anyways.
As long as you have a minimum of two. If you don't have two out, they'll zip right by because it's in an effort to recycle.
Okay.
So that's when we get complaints, a lot of the times the trash cans are not out there as a pair.
Sure.
Even if it's empty.
Just
send it out.
Put it out there, yeah.
Yeah.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2019-234, Rescue Support Software Maintenance, found on page 40.
Again, Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. I'd first like to apologize to the committee and to the council. This is coming in late. It's for software maintenance. It's coming in late. We just got the invoice at the end of December, which was the same time that the software maintenance expired. The company doesn't hold us to that, but we've discussed with the chairman some options we might have not having this happen in the future. But this is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, an exception to bid, to award the Rescue Support Software Maintenance and Hosting to ImageTrend in the cost of $14,534.33. The software has been in place since 2014, and it handles the fire and EMS reporting for the fire department.
So what is the reporting that it does?
I would ask for clarification if I can.
Chief.
Deputy Chief Elbert Howe of the Fire Department. So this is the records management system we use for the required national fire reporting system and for the electronic reports that we use for rescue billing. So this does the rescue billing.
So these reports are strictly for rescue billing?
It does both the reports that we do for on the rescues that leads to the ability for ComStar to do our billing through these reports, but it also does the fire report side too. The government requires to do a fire report for every incident we go on, so it does actually both sides of the house.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with payroll or hours worked or anything like that. It's strictly for runs.
Strictly for mandated reporting systems from the department, from the state and from the federal government. Yeah.
So if we were, let me rephrase, if I were to request a report of all the runs that the fire department has done, let's say in the last 6 months, this is something that I would assume would be basically a click of a mouse and going to print out the report and I got what I need?
Super simple, yep. And this reporting system would be a very easy way to do that, yep.
Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2019-233, found on page
42.
The department is asking for passage of 2019-233, State of Rhode Island Tree Trimming / Shrub Removal. This is an MPA bid, MPA number 372, and we're asking to piggyback that bid and award to Stanley Tree, Northeastern Tree Service, and Warwick Tree in the amount of $20,000.
Okay, Matt, you know that the committee has, for the last 2-plus years, we have been very reluctant to award a bid to two or three vendors.
Mm-hmm.
I particularly have objected to that rather consistently. But in this case, I am going to support this because I can see the need for it, particularly where we had, you know, several years ago, we had the microburst. We've had various storms. We've had how many countless amounts of tree downs type thing. And people sometimes get upset because of the wires. my opinion, the problem isn't the wires. The problem is the trees. And when you do have those type of situations like a microburst, then you need to be able to have other vendors that you can depend on, because they're all going to be busy. So for those reasons, I like to try and clarify when, you know, I'm shifting gears. For those reasons, I'm going to support this, because this makes sense. Any questions from members of the committee? Sir?
I'd just like to piggyback on that, that, you know, when this happens, we get a ton of calls, as you know, and tree removal and the tree trimming and stuff like that is something that we're always getting calls on, and, you know, you don't want to see trees falling on people's property and stuff like that, and God forbid, but when it does happen, we want to get it cleared up and get it out of there. So I will be supporting this as well.
Any other questions from the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. All right. Moving on. Again, we have no minutes to approve. And the first item is resolution relative to bids. Number two, PCR 9417. Need a motion to hold.
Motion to hold to...
Let's hold till February 25th.
Motion to hold to February 25th.
Second.
We have a motion to hold to February 25th. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Installation of sprinklers at the Cooper Building. Same thing. Looking for a motion to hold to February 25th.
Motion to hold to February 25th.
Second.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number four, PCR 19018, police recruit medical examinations. Major?
Major Rick Rathman for the police department, sir. The police department's request an amendment for this 56-6 exception to bid. The request is as follows. In December, the police department requested spending authority in the amount of $3,570 for recruit medical exams. That amount included a total of $2,520 for exams that had been completed, and funding for projected recruits will be attending the next police academy class. Based on questions and requests for information from your committee, this request was held until this evening. Research into the practice of using Midland Medical being located in Grant Center revealed that that business has been in use by the police department for the last three decades. The majority of that time it had been previously located on Bald Hill Road in the city. Sometime in the last 10 years, I apologize, I don't have a specific date, but they moved that business from Bald Hill Road to Oaklawn Avenue, and the department continued use of their services after that. I'm requesting the original bid request for spending authorization be amended for the amount of $2,520. And, in terms of future testing, the department has gone out to bid for testing and services with the hopes of having a lowest qualified bidder come from a City of Warwick medical practice based on the concerns raised by this committee. If approved, funding would come from budget code 30335, medical examinations. Available balance in the budget code as of this afternoon was $12,400.
Any questions from members of the committee? Sir?
Major, and these are medical examinations for police recruits. So
correct.
They are not city employees at this time.
Correct. They're not covered any insurance. These are required for a police academy and by state statute. They include TB, 9-panel tox drug screen, and as well as a extensive review of the police academy's certification requirements medically.
Exactly. So we're having this done before they become city employees, which is required by law, but it's also the reason why we're doing these examinations.
That's correct, sir.
Thank you, Major.
Very good. Thank you for that clarification, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
Oh, we have to amend the amount. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. Major, give us that amount again.
The original request was for $3,570, amended to $2,520. So from $3,570, amended request to $2,520.
I'm sorry. The original amount was $3,570?
No, $3,570.
Right.
And the new amount will be $2,520.
Okay. So we need to make an amendment to change the original amount from $3,570 to $2,520.
I make a motion for favorable action as amended for the contract award for $2,520.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second on the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Move as amended.
I make favorable action moved as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion in a second to move as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Major. Item number five, PCR 15-19, fence caps for ball field.
This came before you the last meeting, I believe. So we're looking for an amount of $170 more because it was estimated shipping. We've since then done away with the process of estimated shipping, and I'm going to require that anything that we have shipped into the facility have the total amount for the package as well as inclusive of the shipping. So that should eliminate this error or past practice.
And thank you for that, Matt. I know you and I have had some at-length, in-depth discussions about this particular bid. And again, I mean, this isn't, you know, Matt's the greatest thing going. But again, you stepped up to the plate. You've worked with the committee, and you're committed to moving forward. And we have some glitches. We have some problems. In many cases, it's pre-Matt. It's pre-Mayor Solomon. But nonetheless, we've got to deal with them. And I appreciate your willingness to implement a procedure immediately that stops estimates, because we don't want to be voting on stuff that is an estimate or not accurate. So thank you very much for taking that initiative to do that. Any questions from members of the committee? This is to pay the $170 overage in the shipping cost. The shipping costs initially were estimated at $250. They came in at $420, so we've got to pay the bill of $170. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for second. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Matt. And it is now 5:48. We're getting better. And this meeting is adjourned.
I call the Ordinance Committee at 6:02. First item is PCO 18-15, Neighborhood Improvement Program. Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis. Not drafted. We have a request from the sponsor to hold to March 18th. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he can move out second.
All right. Moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, and the second is PCO 19-18, an ordinance in regards to working without a building permit. Councilman Lattiser.
Hold March 18th.
Hold March 18th.
I'll move that we hold it to March 18th.
Second. Right, it's been moved and second to March 18th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It passes, and that is ordinance at 6:03.
So long.
Education, not me.
Didn't have it on the agenda.
committee come to order at 6:11 p.m. Is that on?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, there we go. Yep. So first thing, acceptance of minutes from committee meeting, and there are none. Next, PCR 16-18, tree damage claims. Councilman McAllister.
Request hold to March 18th.
Request is to hold till March 18th. Do we have a... It's not coming out. Request to hold till March 18th. Is there a motion?
Motion to hold till March 18th. Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we have PCR 5-19, resolution relative to traffic studies. This is the yearly resolution for traffic studies. Does anyone have any questions? Members of the committee? Members of the council? Members of the public? Seeing none, entertain any motions?
Move for favorable action. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we have PCR 17-19, claim Bakari. Is Alexandra or Bernard Bakari here? Perfect. So looks like you had pothole damage, three estimates. You made them within the deadline. I had one question. Why did you end up going with one of the higher estimates?
Because I needed to get it done right away because she goes to Boston and had to get on the train. So she has to get the... That's why I could get it done right away. That and the other two claims, that was all in. That one, the other one is just a tire, not the high-speed balance in the whole 9 yards, so it would have been much, much higher.
So it sounds like the Knight's Garage estimate's the only one that actually encapsulated all the damage. Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to identify that the department head recommended approval of this claim for the amount paid by the constituents of $175.50.
Duly noted. Anyone else? Jeremy?
The total amount appears reasonable given the other two estimates and given that the invoice did include these additional services and was provided promptly. And I believe that that would explain why the department is recommending approval in that higher amount of $175.50, and I would have no objection to that.
Seeing no other questions or statements, entertain a motion.
From the committee, committee council.
Any further questions from the committee? Any further questions from the council? Any questions from the public?
Move for favorable action in the amount of $175.50. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So you're all set.
Thank you.
You as well.
Thank you, too. And next we have PCR 18-19, claim Kelly. Ms. Gretel Kelly. Hello. Yes, that'd be perfect.
I turned off the mic earlier. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Ms. Kelly, is the amount of fencing that you have on these estimates the same as the amount of fencing that was damaged or destroyed?
Just two panels.
Planning on doing what you said last time as far as, it doesn't look like there's any estimates for labor still, right?
No, just one of my neighbors will fix it for me. Can I just say that in all the years I've lived there, like our other snow plow person was so good, and this is the first year this new person, and you know, it's just not good.
So any questions from the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, ma'am, this right here, one of these right here, of these three estimates, will satisfy everything you need for the damage that was done?
The only place that carries the fence itself is Lowe's.
Okay.
The two are similar.
Okay, so Lowe's is your preferred?
I guess where the fence was bought.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So that's the preferred, that would match up with what you have?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to say, Mr. Chairman, to Ms. Kelly, thank you very much for your honesty and your patience and your diligence. And because, you know, the approval from what DPW, you were straight up, you said, you were very honest. You said, they included labor, I don't want labor, our labor's all set. You did the process after we asked you to get three more, and you've done everything you could, and I am sorry that your fence was ruined, but I'm sure that the driver is well aware now. And if he's not, I'm going to give you our DPW director's phone number. But thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions or comments from the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move a motion for the payment of $268.53, the amount that is the lowest amount, but also the recommended amount by the owner from Lowe's for payment.
There's a motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
You're all set, Ms. Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
$268.53. Oh. And we're good. All right, so ordinance is adjourned at 6:20 p.m.
Thank you.
Public safety, rather.
Again, another thing. Councilor.
Okay, this is the Intergovernmental Committee. We're starting at 6:30. First thing on the agenda are the minutes. There are none. So we'll go directly to PCR 134-18, a resolution to create a charter review committee. Councilman Lavisser.
April 1st.
Motion to hold till April 1st.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Councilman Lattiser, can I join you as a co-sponsor of that and we can work together?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Second item is PCR 153-18, a resolution requesting that the Department of Public Works study abandonment of a portion of K Street. That is drafted, it is in our books, and I think it is here for first passage. But I just want to be certain of that. Councilman Rex?
Request to hold to February 4th.
Motion made. Request to hold till February 4th?
Correct. Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, the third item is a PCR 154-18 sub A, resolution regarding airport quality. Councilman Marola is the lead first sponsor. Ricks, Howe, McAllister, Travis, and Lattiser are co-sponsors. And that is in the books, the amended sub A. President Marola.
Air
quality.
Okay. We're going to hold that until March. Just so everyone's aware, the...
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Just so everyone's aware, we've been in touch with our General Assembly members, and they were kind enough to put together a meeting, I believe it's in late February, with officials from the state regarding the airport quality, reports from the state of Rhode Island, and I believe it's the Department of Health that is going to be present. So that would negate us from having a meeting, so we're going to hold that till March, and that presentation will go forward. If for some reason it doesn't go forward, we could always hold our own and invite the Department of Health here, but their meeting was prompted by this resolution, so I'm glad that we'll be able to hear those results and understand them. Members of the public will be able to ask questions. So I'd ask that it be held to the second meeting in March.
March 18th.
One question. Could I ask to be put on as a co-sponsor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and I know that the meeting is at the senior center. I got an email and I have the date on my phone. I think it's the last week in September. It's going to be, I believe, at 6 p.m. at the Pilgrim Senior Center. So,
motion to hold till March 18th?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And there is one more item, PCR 9-19, a resolution requesting that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation consider additional factors in its 2019-14 CFR Part 150 noise study. It is Councilman Ricks.
I would similarly request that this be held for March 18th, and for the convenience of the members, I believe that the public meeting concerning air quality is at the Pilgrim Senior Center on February 28th.
Yeah. Motion to hold until March 18th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That closes the intergovernmental meeting at 6:36.
The appointments committee will start now at 6:37. We now have a motion for acceptance of the minutes from our meeting on December 3rd.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
Any ayes?
All those in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now we have one appointment requiring confirmation to the Library Board of Trustees, Nicole Loteri.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Nicole.
I'm Nicole Loteri. I live at 36 Potters Avenue in Warwick. I've been the president of Greenwood PTO for the last 2 years, and before that, secretary. I have a lot of experience with event planning and fundraising for the school, and I think these skills would be very helpful to be on the board of the library, and I'm looking forward to the position.
Well, your resume sounds wonderful. We look forward to having you. Do you have any questions from the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank you, Nicole, for volunteering and doing this. I've seen your work with the Greenwood PTO, which has got to be one of the busiest PTOs in the city. I feel that you guys got events every week, and it's a great community. And I know that you know you have the skill set that'll be a great asset to the library board, and that. The library is a great resource for the city, and I know that you are the right person to be on this board, to utilize your skill set, and I think you'll be a great asset. So I thank you for volunteering to serve on this board.
Yes, Nicole, I think you will also be a great asset. Any other questions?
Thank you for stepping up. It's always wonderful to see talented, involved people who have been doing a lot here in the neighborhood step up and volunteer for a position on the city level. And certainly the library board, where it's always ideal to have people representing different parts of the city with different skill sets and experience, being able to come together to serve in that role. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
From the council? Mr. Chairman? On the paper it says Ward 3. I'd like to just identify for logistics that the nominee resides in Ward 7, and that would be Councilman McAllister. So just for correction. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other comments or questions from the council? Any other council's questions? Any comments from the public or questions? Any motion?
I make a motion for favorable action.
Second.
Move.
Okay.
Move.
All those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
The committee, the appointments committee closes at 6:41.
Thank you, sir. Good job.
Rick.
Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 6:42. The first item is acceptance of minutes from the previous committee meeting. There are none. Next item, PCR 165-17, sale of former Christopher Rhodes Elementary School property. I would entertain a motion to hold this until February 4th.
Move that we hold it to February 4th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Last item is PCR 7-19, Omnibus Resolution of Congratulations and Condolences. Do we have any questions from the committee?
I don't know why it was held last time. I assume we have a standard form that we are following. Can I ask counsel for the committee?
So this resolution allows council members for the entire year to issue condolences and congratulations depending on the event to different members of the public. I'm not too sure, probably the clerk might be able to fill us in as to why it wasn't voted on last time. I believe there was something about it being drafted in time, but maybe the attorney for the council could fill us in.
That's correct, Mr. President. The resolution was not timely ready, so we wanted to make sure that it was going to be before you, so you'd have ample opportunities to put forth all these things, but it did not make the prior agenda, so we're to comply with everything, we're doing it today.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from the committee?
I have reviewed it, and it's in the back of my book, I suppose. It's towards the back of everyone's book, and it looks to be in order to me. I would move that we approve
Before a motion, I would just want to ask if there are any questions or comments from members of the council. Seeing none, are there any questions or comments from members of the public? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
No, I will move it to pass it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The committee closes at 6:45 p.m.
President Pro Tem.
What's that?
The amended one.
Yeah, I got the amended one. Where is Ed? Oh, there's Ed. Ready?